Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, ma'am.
Hello, I'm on the air.
You are?
Oh, yes. I have three small points.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that I think that if people were indoors for a month and they were just like suffering, as some say, and they know that some would, know that we are open back to through people, you don't think that people should be going out there, like adhering to the rules and everything, to make sure that we don't shut down again?
Ma'am, I think so, but I'm trying to figure out what it is. And the only thing I could come up with is the reaction I've seen when I've been into places that have been hit by a hurricane.
Mr. Johnson, the
reaction is the same. It just seems sometimes that you ask yourself, we sensible? Why are we doing this?
Exactly. Mr. Johnson, you know that when you go into a line and pushing to get a vaccination, you know that you know yourself more harm than good.
Yeah.
You know that you're not distancing. You know your temperature is not taken in that line. You know your temperature is taken when you get up inside. So you know when you step in that line for 4 hours at least, you could make yourself sick because you don't know who in that line that talking all the time.
And that's the question. Why are we talking and arguing? Why are we in the line? I don't understand.
So by the time you get to your vaccination point, you know that you could have something that you did not leave home with.
Ma'am, I've seen it. Eh? It's odd. You see people standing in a line. Okay, so you join the line, and perhaps you don't know where the line is going. So you may say to the person, "Good morning. You know, how long have you been here? Is this the line for?" But then the conversations that continue afterwards. I remember during the alphabet period, when we were going through the alphabet period to go to the supermarket. I was in a supermarket line, and there was a gentleman standing in front of me. There was a chair next to him. He wasn't sitting in the chair. There was a gentleman standing in front of him, and right next to him, there was a lady carrying on a conversation with the gentleman. So when they got to the top of the line, the guard said to the two people that they could go in, and the lady said, no, I'm not with him. I'm with the guy behind. That's the guy who had the chair. Now, for the entire time we were in the line, she said nothing to the guy she was with. She was standing next to the guy in front of him, right next to him, carrying on a conversation for the entire time. Now, they may have been old friends. They may have been school friends. But like you said, they weren't wearing masks. They were engaging in an animated conversation. And they were, you know, just having the conversation. So whether he was infected or she was, unless they just didn't know. But
another point.
Silly, but yeah.
What I want to say is that I realize that the whole of Barbados right now should be praying for the Prime Minister. She's trying her best, and I realize she do listen. She do listen. Even if she don't act the same time, she would get back to you. She do listen. And I think instead of tearing her down, and I see some prominent people in Barbados that are not bringing any kind of solutions to this problem. But everything she tries to do, they are talking about. They're all in the papers, writing up all sorts of things, talking all sorts of things. And none one of them, I did not see a solution come from at this moment. So that's why all of us should be praying for our Prime Minister. We should be praying, not bringing her down. She's trying too hard. She's really trying. And the next point is the vaccine. The point that I think what causing the problem is that when this thing first started, a lot of people said they didn't want any vaccine. They were like scared or waiting to see who's going to die first, who's going to collapse. Are waiting. But now, in the final analysis, they are ready. They are pushing up the appointments. They are ready now, and good luck for some of them. They know people. They know the nurses. They know everybody that dealing with these things, because I spoke to a lady yesterday, and she told me, and she's 40-something, I know when to get my vaccine. I said, oh, do you say you didn't want it? She turned and she said, my nurse friend told me come and get it. and I just went and get it.
You see, ma'am, and this is the point. Someone sent me a WhatsApp message and they said to me, I respectfully disagree with you on the caller. Walk-ins is what's causing the problem in an environment of panic in the country. Your suggestion would work with a few walk-ins, but what happens when 200 or 300 turn up, as apparently has been happening at the polyclinics? You must have a structure to maintain order. And this is the part I wanted to underline. People calling their friends ahead of others is what it is because, quote, this is who we are, unquote. And I said to the person, I am trying very hard to resist coming to that conclusion and saying so on air. I have a responsibility to myself to not say what you said. So disagree with me if you have a point, a problem. And the person said, you know, just say it's a WhatsApp message and clear yourself from the accusations. But here's the thing. I'll get the accusations anyhow. But I've been seeing messages saying, you know, I'm in the line and the person tell me, this car getting through because it's the boss friend. And the other person saying that body is that friend. You see this business about my friend let me in? Ma'am, I thank the creator every day that the few people that is called friends understand the responsibility of that word friend. Because if I call my friend and I say to my friend, I know you're in distress, I know you have a problem, call me and I'll make sure that you get through. Why going and blab and tell everybody I have a friend again, me true?
Yeah, the nurse. Why? I don't know.
Why?
Sir, you know that when a politician sends some person for a little job somewhere that they beg for, you know they would do foolishness and open their mouth and tell everybody at work, you don't know who sent me and all of that.
Yeah,
and
then I know. Call I know. Name? Yeah. You can't tell me nothing. The minister sent me.
Yeah, and they will call the minister name.
I know that. Ma'am, I don't get it. I really don't get it. If my friend is my friend, when I see my friend, I say, thank you. Here, I get through.
Thank you.
And that is between the two of us. And if I could ever help you out, remember you could give me a call. I'm your friend.
You would do your best to respect who sent you.
But that's my point. That's why I call him friend. You think I can stop in a line and say, you can't stop in front of me. My friend sent me? Man, come on, man. Give me a break. I don't know where we get these friends from. I really don't.
And another thing, quick, before you go. Are you trying to tell me that you have to get guards to go out in the sun and stay with people in the lane to make them behave?
Yeah, I know.
If the attorney general is saying that the persons in the market is responsible for the lane, he is trying to say that the guards have to stay out there with them. The guards have to show them where to stay. Keep on your mask. Sanitize your hand. Call you or not. Your temperature hasn't taken yet. That's going to take in the market. So, a son with all these people to make big people behave?
Behave. Ma'am, I saw officers standing up in front of the supermarket around here going all the way back on the Nelson Street, more than one, two, to try to keep people in order a couple Fridays ago. So, yeah.
You have a blessed day. Nice hearing, talking to you.
You too, ma'am. The other thing that I really must say, right? You see, the message and what people hear, I mentioned it before. One of the things the veterans in this business said when we're doing coverage for storm warnings, don't use the word panic. You see, when you start talking about, we get this first batch of vaccines free, the next batch we may have to pay for, we can have to ask for donations. People start hearing, it ain't gonna be free, you gotta pay for it. That's what they hear. So let me get it before I pay for it. Cause all them people, big up friends, and all them who have the wherewithal to pay for it, them gonna get it for free. Like how they're getting care package free. That how every day they're turning up and giving their friend and the lady friend and the lady they want to be their friend. And all these messages that we send into people, whether it's true or not. That's what they hear. The same way I say one thing and people hear something completely different. Right? I'm saying it clearly so you hear me. And I ain't saying it by nobody. People hear what they want to hear. So they're going to pick up the phone and they're going to send a WhatsApp message saying, The Prime Minister say you're going to soon have to pay for the next one. So you better get it now. Because they don't get a friend on them already. We got to watch the message. That's all I'm saying. Shoot the messenger. It's all right. He ain't that important or essential. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Dennis, how are you, boy?
Hey, good, brother. How are you?
I want to put you some great ones and I want to get the memorable traffic.
Right.
Now, you see the long lines we're seeing at the supermarket. Oh, you don't get worried about that line. Let me tell you why. Because if it was not in the situation with the distance that we have to be, you would have gotten 30 or 40 people in the supermarket. So don't take in 15 people, no, so the others are not. So the line is going to look long because of the distance. That's one. I think, too, the other thing, some of us go in the supermarket and we walk around and later, the one we get what we want, go to the supermarket quick.
Supermarkets are a social gathering. You know that, too, right?
Yeah. Good.
Supermarkets, you talk to their friends.
You can run along with that. I ain't seen ever get any passes. I get mine, and I'm pretty good. I have no problem. I'm over 70, and I just said go and get mine. I got a problem here, though, with people seem not. I didn't hear your program yesterday. I have to find time and listen to it last night. I know you fell off, I think about 11:15. I understand from some people some of the things that were said. I, along with Winslow, coming back from Winston last week, God bless him, is with, brought in a lady by the name of Margaret Safey to do a program in driver instructor training. I included in that group of people, policemen, the actually force to standards persons, also fire service personnel, MTW personnel, and the defense force. I, along with those two persons, included as the executive members of the Driving Schools Association, included them in this program that Margaret said she left England. We had to pay her to come and do this course. And over 100 persons did the course. It was done at the gymnasium. We had the necessary things handed over to us by the minister at the time, Mr. Rommel Marshall, along with the same Margaret said she all was spent up and got our necessary documentation. The point I'm trying to say here is this. Dennis, when I went to school, I was told that 1 and 1 is 2. I was told 2 and 2 is 4. I can maintain that 1 and 1 and that 2 and 2 is 4. But there are other things in learning when you come up in your life that you learn to do things one particular way, and when you pass out of school, you shortcut these things. It happens in driving. I heard some people talking about the driving instructors need training. We train ourselves among each other, and we do things regularly. We even include some of the testing officers to come and give us information and lectures, etc. Gentleman by name, Mr. Blayman is one of the chief persons who would help us out in things. But you know what got me? Under the Motor Vehicle and Road Traffic Act 1981, 40, Section 65, it tells you that a testing officer could only pass that test if you satisfy him with the requirement. So if you're going to tell me that the driving instructors, they know what they're doing, that's an indictment against the testing officers. Because if they didn't learn to do it correctly, then they could not pass it under the administration with the testing officer. So when you come up here and blistering the driving instructors for not knowing what to do, there might be 1 or 2, yeah. They've got people over there. Every time I teach a son or a daughter somebody to drive, every time I come back on the road with them to pick them up, you know what I got to do? I have to pull them from the center of the road because their father and mother is not accustomed to teaching and they sit on the left side and look at the student close to the gutter and it takes them 10 or 15 minutes before you can get them back on the left side of the road because my mommy said he's too close there. My father said he's too close there. So that means 15 or 20 minutes straight, they could have been spent with something else. That is why I'm in agreement that anyone who went for driving test should pass the necessary reputable person to his job. And we have reputable driving instructors. One of the other things, too, is that during this pandemic, no driving instructors, vehicles that are members of the Barbados Driving Schools Association, none of the numbers, all the people that report to me had about 25 people call me and even send messages to me and send photos of vehicles on the road teaching people to drive. Not one was an instructor, driving instructor. Not one. I haven't seen any. It was this morning I saw him at the truck on Spring Garden. He's not a driving instructor. He's no friend, but he got the guy in the piece on the road. I can't go and tell him anything. But we are getting blamed. The moment it has on it, else, it's a driving instructor.
Well, the person is instructing somebody in how to drive, so I guess the designation is a driving instructor. Now, it's not a qualified one or a licensed one. Look, there are a couple of challenges, though, and here are the challenges. One of the things I think as driving instructors and as an association you may want to do or need to do, just to back up some of the claims you're making, is to ask the insurance companies and the police to tell you how many of the accidents are caused by young and inexperienced drivers.
I got that, a lot of that information. I can give you the next time I call the crawling program.
Two. Here's the other part of it.
Let me give you one of the things that bothers me. Many of my students, when they pass it there, a year or two after, most of them, I give them a refresher course. There are a few companies here in Barbados. If they have somebody get into an accident, they will call me and ask me, blah, 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 so that they have to do the necessary to get back over there. The problem I got, Dennis, is that you teach somebody one thing today, in the first day of March, and go back to that same person next year, the first of March. You'll be surprised if they say somebody that you taught to drive a hard license.
Yeah.
We go into bad habits. We do a lot of wrong things. You see the light? You can't blame the policeman for people breaking traffic lights. They know that amber means prepared to stop or stop on the road. But you see 4 and 5 vehicles come through everywhere. Like I teach all of my students, the moment you're at the head and the light changes to green, count to 3 and then move. That's vehicle number 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 and move. Call. Look for these 4 vehicles coming through. I don't blame the police for not being the police. Can't be everywhere. It is we that have to police ourselves. And we are not doing it. If you're looking for somebody to blame, you can't blame anybody.
It's easier
and you know
to
what?
Do that.
It's a money thing too. This course saying, oh, this kind of course, it is money. Somebody got to make money. And if somebody looking for money, they're going to find all sorts of avenues to make money. 99.9% of these driving instructors who are members of the Barbados Driving School Association are fully qualified to do the job because we have a particular standard. And you must maintain that standard by accepting the fact that the Section 65 Trade Road Traffic Act states clearly that you must satisfy the manual on the test. So don't blame the driving instructor. Because if they enjoy the they teach the wrong and they do the wrong thing, that means that's not so stupid. So pick them a lesson.
Sir, I hear what you say. And I am saying to you again that in a lot of cases, you are correct. People, here you go. WhatsApp message says, driving instructors need retraining. Do they know when approaching roundabouts they should slow down and give way to the right while checking the left? No one in Barbados gives ways on the right. They just speed out the exit. Ridiculous. I've seen this over and over again. Driving instructor and the police and the cars with MP number plates. Outrageous. Again, somebody who finds something to blame. So, couple of things.
Yeah.
The standardizing of what happens on our roundabouts is something that needs to happen. It has caused some chaos. It's caused some chaos. We also have questions about whether the driving code as printed in the manuals, whether it's enforceable by law. We've had the issue of signage brought up time and time again, markings in the road, all the things that cause people to say, this is the reason why I don't do what I'm supposed to do. So, yesterday, the comment was made about red flags. And I repeated it today because there are red flags on the beach, and I was told by a caller, suppose the people call it colorblind. There are red flags on the beach. The red flags say, don't go into the water. There are notices in the newspaper. There are notices on the radio saying small craft warning, and bathers are asked to exercise caution because of high tide and rip currents and everything else. And yet we had a surfboarder who had to be rescued by the Coast Guard because he decided I could do this, but he couldn't. So the point I'm making is not that the people who break the law don't know. It's not that the law is not stringent enough. It's not that they don't have penalties for breaking the law, is that if we feel we could get away with it, we'll get away with it. You know how many times I've heard people say, I was only making a rolling stop and the police jump out of the bush and hold me. What's a rolling stop? What maneuver is a rolling stop? We have a belief that amber light means 3 cars could go through on the red. Where that is written, there is no traffic regulations nowhere, but people do it. Why? Because they feel they can. Sir, we have things happening on the road that is called indiscipline. We have people bunching up at supermarkets because of indiscipline. We have people rushing to get vaccination, behaving in a manner that is indisciplined. You see the common denominator? This has been Dr. Brass Tacks. Thank you, John Stout, for taking care of things technical. Thank you for your calls and your contributions in whichever way you contributed. Dennis Johnson, on behalf of the team, have a good afternoon.